We want to remind everybody they can join us here most weeks at the Chase Bank Auditorium. It's heated. For tickets and more information, go to WBEZ.org, and you can find a link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Jesse, the Sochi Olympics start in just a few weeks, and reportedly Russia spent $50 billion getting ready for it. Well, one journalist for the BBC spotted at least one use for all that cash. In one of the venues, they installed what may be the first two-person what?
Oh, yeah. I don't even understand how this works or what the point is, but it was like a two-person toilet?
Yes. What it is if you can... He took a picture of it, a BBC reporter. It's in the cross-country skiing center, and it's a standard bathroom stall, except instead of one toilet, there are two inside it right next to each other. And we may be wondering why such a thing exists, but in toilets, as in figure skating, it's the pair's performances that are the most impressive.
Yeah, I just... Is that like for the men's luge, like that luge team where like...
Two-man luge where they lie on top of each other. They get very attached to each other.
They get very attached to each other. It's like, let's just do this all the time.
Yeah. What do you do if you're in there using one of them and somebody comes in and starts eyeing the other seat? Do you do what you do in an airplane and pretend to be like really fat or sick?
No. I'm going to tell you what I do on the train.
What do you do on the train?
How to have someone not sit next to you. You just sprinkle crumbs on the seat.
Do you actually do that?
Yeah. I'm telling you, try that.